Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan yesterday asserted that India is not going to live under the shadow of terror and nuclear blackmail, adding that Pakistan has to stop state-sponsored terrorism. He highlighted that Islamabad's proxy war will no longer be tolerated. CDS General Chauhan stated this while delivering a lecture on future wars and warfare at Savitribai Phule, Pune University.
Now Pakistan is faced with a different kind of a prospect, that he faces military action in case we find terror happening against us. And also we have kind of raised the bar. We have connected terror to water and we have drawn out new lines for military operations against terror.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is glad to see enthusiasm building up towards Yoga Day 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Yogandhra 2025 is a commendable effort by the people of Andhra Pradesh to make yoga popular. Prime Minister called upon people to mark Yoga Day and also make yoga a regular part of their lives. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to marking Yoga Day in Andhra Pradesh on the 21st of this month. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashwani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we explore a new aspect of yoga to help energize your body, calm your mind, and uplift your spirit. This morning, we will know the difference between asana and other physical exercises. Asanas are psychophysical in nature, meaning they stabilize both the mind and the body, fostering mental clarity, emotional balance, and spiritual growth. They integrate physical postures with breath control and mindfulness, promoting overall well-being and preparing the practitioner for deeper meditation. On the other hand, physical exercises are primarily physical in nature, focusing on enhancing bodily strength, endurance, and fitness, but they do not inherently include the mental and spiritual benefits that asanas provide. Nagaland's Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, KG Kenye, has reaffirmed the state government's commitment to the strict enforcement of the Inner Line Permit, ILP, system. Speaking to the media yesterday, Mr. Kenye acknowledged initial procedural gaps but assured ongoing efforts to improve implementation. He expressed satisfaction with ILP enforcement in Dimapur and adjoining districts, crediting effective action by the district administration. On the demand for requisition of 147 assistant professors and librarians to the NPSC, Mr. Kenye said the high-powered committee's report is reportedly complete but has yet to be officially reviewed by the government. The matter is expected to be discussed in the upcoming cabinet meeting.
I'm told that they have completed their exercise. Very soon with the cabinet meeting, I think we will also touch upon these issues.
Mr. Kenye also dismissed allegations of political poaching following the NCP's merger with the NDPP, calling it a voluntary and procedural move. He added that any cabinet reshuffle is the prerogative of the chief minister. The Dimapur Union Council Chairman, Federation DUCCF, has called for a phased and cautious implementation of the central government's smart prepaid meter initiative under the revamped distribution sector scheme. Citing public concerns, the Federation recommended starting with installations in government offices, commercial units and industries, along with improving infrastructure and public awareness. Speaking to the media, DUCCF fact-finding committee convener, Dr. Kahuka Sema, said that while the scheme aims to curb electricity theft and improve billing, public concerns must be addressed.
By force, pa nohilevi mandatory pura jagati nalagi aikina. First, to government offices kandi lagavi, government institute kandi lagavi, industries, factories kandi lagavi, aro commercial properties kandi first lagavi. Itu lagai kina public angi dikhabe.
Dr. Sema said the committee has recommended a public awareness campaign and suggested that smart meter adoption by households be voluntary and not mandatory.
Since the public is so confused, so apprehensive about this smart prepaid meter, colony jaina sobke education dibolai sensitize korubo lage. Itu kora bojhe public an bujha bachate apni an thali bugole thali sikole balo hoy na koy.
The fact finding committee has also submitted its suggestions to the Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur for further consideration. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.